T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got it. 869-1240. Dave, if we've still got him, hanging through the break. What's going on, Dave? Good to have you on the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for hanging.
Hey, I've got one small follow-up to what you guys were just talking about, and then an additional topic for you guys to throw around. I heard somebody on ESPN, it might have been Golic or somebody, because I watched them, but one of the things that the NFL could have done was just quit broadcasting the national anthem back when this first started. Would it still be a controversy? Yes. Would it be as big as it is? I don't think it would be, but that's just my personal opinion. The second thing that I don't see anybody talking about, I haven't heard you guys mention it recently, but this whole thing about teams canceling and not wanting to go to the White House because of who's there. Now, throughout the history of time, I am sure there were people on college and professional teams, Olympic teams, that didn't agree with the person sitting in office, but they went anyway to be honored. And I'm just really shocked at how both the sitting president and the Eagles, for example, have just decided they're not going to do it anymore. Where did we make that turn in not being able to do that anymore? I'm really confused, and it's kind of disheartening.
Well, I think a couple of things. That one gets harder because the president did come out and directly attack those players on the anthem thing.
He's pretty aggressive. So
I think he's been very aggressive, and that's probably a big part of that.
There were players in the 60s and 70s, college players and pros, that protested the Vietnam War, yet they went to the White House and were even criticized by the sitting president for, campaigning against the war, but they still went. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess guys, they got to make their choices. That I don't care about much of that stuff. Like, go if you want to go, don't go if you don't want to go. Like, whatever,
exactly.
Do your thing. As far as the not telecasting the anthem, don't you think though, if they made that decision, that would have been a little offensive to some people who thought, well, now wait a minute, we enjoyed that, you're just going to take that away because you don't want to stand up for, essentially the argument, and we know it would have been, why don't you want to stand up for the flag, NFL? Like,
I think it would be the lesser of two evils.
It certainly would be less than it has been because it'd be less visible, but
right.
You know, I think honestly, the right answer is to get together and figure it out with both sides. Let's figure this out. How do we appreciate your rights and what you're trying to get solved and changed through the kneeling? And how can we also not alienate all the people that have felt alienated, even if it's wrongly so, because of it? Let's go beyond, let's get bigger than campaign speeches and rally, crowd pops, and let's figure this thing out. We're better than everybody that's involved. We're in the middle of this. How, as a league, can we get together and be sensitive to both sides? Because both sides have legitimate arguments. That's what people don't that's what's so frustrating about everything in this country.
Exactly.
Is there are generally two sides to every story, and there are two sides to this story.
Well, you can't have an argument anymore.
You have every right to be offended by that protest.
Right.
People have every right to be offended by that. I've got a dad who fought in Vietnam and dealt with some of that protest when he came back. So when he sees this, it's genuinely offensive, and he has every right to be. And at the same time, a player who has perceived a societal wronging and all of these things has every right to stand up for that and use their platform as a voice to try to make the country better. Both sides are right.
And if you go back, and this is, again, my personal opinion, if you go back to the very beginning, if Kaepernick really wanted to make a change with his status at that time, he could have came out and done it in a positive way that wouldn't have offended, you know, 70% or however many across the nation that he knelt. I think that their approach to it was wrong. I don't disagree with anything that they've said, and I agree that there are issues that need to be taken care of. But as to your point, just like with the whole, you know, visiting the White House, there's too many dadgum egos involved, and nobody wants to sit down and listen to the other side. And if you can do that, if you can just sit down at a table and enjoy a meal and talk to each other, you're going to find out you have more similarities than you have differences. But that's a societal issue. But it's happening in front of us.
It is. And this has just sort of been a spotlight of everything else that's going on. I mean, it's happening all over the place. The sad part of it is a lot of these players are doing that in their own communities, but that, you know, that gets swept under the rug. Like, is it Bruce? Is it Denver where those guys have gotten together with local law enforcement and pushed for
tangible
change?
Brandon Marshall was one of, their inside linebacker, Brandon Marshall, who was a college teammate of Colin Kaepernick and was on the leading edge of protesting in the aftermath of Kaepernick's initial protest. But first of all, he comes from a military family. Secondly, he's put his money where his mouth is, and he's worked diligently in the community with his own money to help in this. He's forged a relationship with law enforcement, lest we forget, that's where this whole thing started. Colin Kaepernick didn't kneel the first game.
No, and
he sat.
But that's where it's been. But that's where it's been taken. Right, and he sat and did it rather silently. And he knelt because a veteran told him it's more respectful to kneel rather than sit. So
that's where the whole kneeling started.
Right.
But people forget about it.
What's missed in this whole ordeal is that we still are bringing up Kaepernick. You've got somebody, like you said, you know, Brandon Marshall. It was awesome what he did. And then you've got Malcolm Jenkins and the Long Kid in Philadelphia. I mean, Long gave his entire salary to charity, and they're still out there working and fighting every day. Those are the people that we should be talking about, not the people that are kneeling, and yet they're doing nothing else other than that. Again, my opinion. You guys have a great morning.
Yeah, and thank you, Dave. We appreciate you spurring the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's a worthy conversation. But I do think that people get I think they've gotten tired of the and to Jacob's point, get it figured out and can we get on with things? There needs to be reasonable leeway for players to express themselves in manners which they see fit, but hopefully in manners that are not so offensive to such a large element of the population. But at the end of the day, can we play football, please? And can we make it about playing football? And I don't know. I mean, my guess is that it will be less of an issue than it's been, but it's still going to be an issue.
I thought it was going to be, and then this happened, which means unless they can come up with something, and they've got to do it quick because you need to give as much time between that solution and the first week of the season as you possibly can. Because the closer you get to the beginning of the season, the more it's going to be a topic at everybody's forefront. If you can find the solution now and go through it, then there's more time to worry about the football. And so I do think that there is an amicable solution for everybody involved. I really do. You just got to have a little bit of dialogue to get there.
I don't think they're that far. I think philosophically,
I don't either.
They're probably not that far apart.
No.
What we're talking about for the owners, we're talking about a business model, and we're talking about the bottom line. For the players, we're talking about the ability and the latitude as an American to express yourself and to protest, which is about as American as it gets, by the way.
I think it really is. I think that the solution is the NFL, one, puts their money where their mouth is and throws some money into tangible community, which they do. They do invest a lot in the communities that they're in. But you got to keep that up and go on a PR, you know, burst mm-hmm. and say, look at what we're doing right now. You get with the players. How can we help you make a change in your community? We want to help you. But the bottom line is we cannot continue to do this while honoring the military of the country. It doesn't matter if that's your intention or not. That's not the point. The point is that's the way it's perceived. So we want to give you a time after a game, before a game, to do some of this stuff. And we will help you do it. But we just can't do it at that point.
Absolutely. All right. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
It's the perfect time of year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.